I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A Colorado man has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for assaulting officers during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Jonathan David Grace of Colorado Springs will also spend 3 years on supervised release. According to court documents, he was part of some of the fiercest clashes with officers and spent nearly an hour trying to force his way into the Capitol. He was unsuccessful. State lawmakers are trying to tackle the impact of social media on youth mental health. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the proposed law would create a resource bank for educators and require warnings for heavy users.
The bipartisan bill would require social media companies to display a warning if a minor spends more than an hour a day on their site or logs in overnight. Here's Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg.
I think we're living in an epidemic when it comes to youth suicide, and I think the causes are clearly complex, but there's no question the rise of social media has a lot to do with it.
Fenberg notes that he thinks healthy social media use is a difficult issue to legislate. The proposal would also provide more resources to schools. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Law enforcement south of Colorado Springs shot a man over the weekend who they say pointed a weapon at them. El Paso County Sheriff deputies and officers from the Fountain Police Department responded to an overnight report of a man walking with a firearm and asked him to drop it. Authorities say the suspect allegedly refused and that he pointed his weapon at them. The suspect died at a hospital. Colorado Springs police are investigating the incident. Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 5 o'clock.